Welcome to Help and Hope, a weekly podcast from CCEF. Today we listen in on part of a recent conversation we had with Dr. David Pallison at CCEF's headquarters in Philadelphia. Listen now as David shares some stories about Christians who suffer chronically, including his own story.
There is a sense where that, I think we called it the American, this sort of American perspective, that suffering is a moment and not a condition. I got thinking how, maybe another way to put that, that we tend to think of it as seasonal. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to get seasonal allergies. My life was pretty miserable for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But by the middle of September, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But that actually, the human condition for every one of us is chronic and degenerative suffering. That's actually the overarching reality. And mm-hmm. it's a gift of God that many of our sufferings are seasonal and momentary, or, you know, it's a time of life, and then a season of life, and then we move on. But in the actual bigger picture, we are all living in a mortal body. We are living in a chronic wasting disease that in the end will get us. And so that notion actually should be fundamental to our understanding of suffering, that from a human perspective, purely human perspective, life on earth, suffering wins. And that makes awfully sure that we don't view Jesus as simply, you know, to know God is to like alleviate the little aches and pains of life. And it's certainly going to deal with the fact that Jesus is going to guarantee us some smooth road. But actually, he has come to deal with chronic, finally destructive suffering. There are people who are born, I think of Jeremy Black, who are born severe disability, without all kinds of life support. He's now in his mid to late teens, I think. I think he's a mid-teen, 15, 16 years old. And without all sorts of life support, he would have died within the first few weeks after birth. He's never been able to communicate. He's wheelchair-bound. He needs breathing assistance. His life is one continual hardship, and thus his parents' life and his sister's life. Mm-hmm. And he had a brother that was born at the same condition, and they made the decision not to do all the medical stuff they did for Jeremy. There's an anguish in his parents. There's ongoing hardship in his life. I don't know how much he can communicate of that. But there's a situation where it's right from the starting gate, there's extreme disabling pain and limitation. There are other people who something happens decisive and they aren't elderly. And, you know, the classic Johnny Erickson Tata situation mm-hmm. of a disabling accident as a teenager. I knew, I grew up with, going to school with a woman who had cerebral palsy, you know, so she was born with a lot of limitations physically, a limp, and not just the physical, but the vulnerability. You think of it even from a social standpoint, as a child to have through your entire life, where the very first thing anybody ever notices about you is that you're disabled. And so there's this characterization that comes on a person tied to their suffering, let alone the cruelties of children or adults in terms of mocking her. And then you just, you know, you can bump on through the years, and those are cases where from the womb or you know, from being a teenager, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's no decade of your life that's not immune to that, and we all have known people who face something very completely life rearranging that marked them on a chronic state of suffering that can happen at any age. I think, you know, ultimately the trump card in all of this, the ace of spades, is that should we live so long and avoid it, then we all grow old and fail and mm-hmm. lose all our abilities and then die, and the grim reaper, the last enemy, wins. We all have our failings, you know, leave that to the side. But there's a way where what they are living for has been pared away. Yeah, I was going to say pared to the bone, but it's sort of pared to the gold. There's a fundamental realism that about what life is and who they are and who Jesus Christ is that shines through them, a simplicity of faith. And I've seen that in widows whose husbands have died. I've seen that in husbands whose widowers whose wives have died. I've seen that in parents whose children have died or been disabled. There's something that, and I think at some point we mentioned that about my own story, where it's that I would never choose to go through this, but I was marked in ways that are good. And that being marked in ways that are good, not just, oh, I used to have a temper and now I repented and, you know, it was good that God hit me upside the head, you know, where it's so punctilinear, but a more fundamental learning what faith means.
Thanks, David, for sharing so candidly and honestly about the reality of suffering that won't go away. We invite you, our listeners, to come back next week when David Pallison will talk about the kind of faith that can bring help and find hope, even in the midst of chronic suffering. These free podcasts are made possible through the generous help of our listeners. To find more podcasts or to find out how you can help us continue to make them available, please visit www.ccef.org. Thanks for listening.